Blog Talk Radio.
It's me. It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right, and that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. It is the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. This is the morning after. I'm Brady Hicks. I've got with me Granny Hulkster. What's going on, Granny?
No, not much.
Same old, right?
Same old. Just busy, you know, getting ready for my conference in less than 2 weeks. And so
I was going to say same old. We have a wrestler who apparently killed somebody when he was 13. And that's just the first one.
Well, and you know, I don't know how true that is or not. You know, I mean, I don't know. I heard about it, but I don't know how true it is. I mean, but you never know. I don't know.
And also joining us on the line, Rat Boy. What's going on, my friend? How are you doing?
Let's put it this way. Let's kick it off this weekend with some little bit of rain here on the East Coast. It'll be coming in around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's okay, you know. And that's going to be bright and sunny days throughout the whole weekend. I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm feeling good, too. I wanted to talk about this Marty Jannetty thing because he's been saying crazy stuff for years on Facebook. And obviously, I think there's a little bit of a substance abuse issues going on there, but he's an interesting fellow for sure. He definitely is an interesting fellow. So Marty Jannetty's claiming that he killed somebody when he was 13 in a bowling alley. This guy apparently tried to rape him, Granny, and so he smashed his head with a brick. And again, you know, we don't know what's true, what's not true. Marty Jannetty tends to exaggerate things. But he did double down on it in an interview yesterday with, it was the Boston Wrestling Sports Show. And Marty Jannetty went into detail about it. And he provided an awful lot of details, Granny. So,
well, okay, this is my thing. If you're being attacked by somebody, okay, that's self-defense. Mm-hmm. That should not be murder. I mean, you know, when you get beat up, when you're being attacked by somebody, raped, beating up, whatever, abuse, you defend yourself. I mean, plain and simple.
Yeah. Now, he did say that he went ahead and, like, hid the body, threw it in the river, and never told anybody. But, I mean, who knows?
Well,
who knows?
Okay. And let me confess, I killed two little frogs when I was a teenager.
Oh my!
Oh boy!
Yeah, we used to put firecrackers in their mouths and blow them up.
That's horrible. That means you're going to be a serial killer someday.
That's horrible.
That's like serial killer tendency right there.
I know, you know, this one frog, I think he swallowed three firecrackers, and the and the full phone we tried to put in his mouth. It was hanging out so much, we lit it up, and he blew up big time.
Oh my God.
This when I was a kid.
Yeah, good old harmless fun, right?
Yeah, you know. That's when I used to go camping. You know, when you go camping out in the woods,
you're out killing frogs.
Hey, let's do this. Let's try to do this, you know?
Poor Kermit.
Poor Kermit.
And speaking of poor Kermit, poor Adam Cole. You know, we were talking about the issue with him and Pat McAfee from the show. So apparently, and I didn't hear the interview. If I had heard the interview, then I probably would have known a little more about it and figured it out. But apparently the whole thing was an angle. And Pat McAfee is going to be wrestling Adam Cole coming up. Whether or not that's a good idea, I don't know. I know not Pat McAfee, the wrestler. I know he was a football player for a little bit, so he's got some athleticism to him. But I don't know. Just seems strange to me. Like, wouldn't he rather go to the main roster and, like, wrestle real competition as opposed to fighting Pat McAfee? It just seems odd.
I would think so.
I would too. So. No, Rat Boy.
So what else we got, Rat Boy? What kind of news we got today?
Okay, tonight on SmackDown, Bray Wyatt heads back to the fire funhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're attacking Alexa Bliss. I think Alexa Bliss is going to be Sister Abigail tonight. We got Matt Riddle going against Sheamus. Jeff Hardy looks for a redemption tour against King Corbin. It's about time. Not about time. Let Jeff Hardy beat King Corbin up because I don't even like King Corbin.
Oh, I despise that man. Go Jeff Hardy. Beat the who out of him.
I like King Corbin.
I cannot stand Corbin.
I love him. I think he's great because he's honest.
Well, you would, Brady. You like all those heels. You would.
And
I think that on SmackDown, it's funny, like, these feuds, like, they jump in. Jeff Hardy was just in a feud with Sheamus, and Baron Corbin was just in a feud with Matt Riddle, and Matt Riddle was just in a feud with it. They jump around, Granny, so much. It's like
I know they do.
It's like an orgy.
I know they do.
It's hard to keep up.
It's
like an orgy. All they do is just swap bedfellows all the time.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rap.
And on the Miz and Morrison show, the dirt sheet corresponding to Sonya Deville. She's going to be on it tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I got so far.
Okay.
For SmackDown.
I was going to say for NXT now, jumping back to that. They've been doing these three-way matches to decide the ladder match for, the North American title, you know, and Dexter Lumis won a big one on Wednesday. He actually tapped out Timothy Thatcher, which is a huge deal because Timothy Thatcher has been like a submission guy. Well, apparently Dexter Lumis is now out of the North American title match. I'm guessing that he had, let me see. He suffered an ankle injury, so he won't be medically cleared to compete for TakeOver. So Dexter Lumis is out of the match, Granny, and I guess they're going to have to figure something out before TakeOver 30. So,
wow.
The remaining participant will be determined next week after the triple threat match takes place on NXT. Kushida and Cameron Grimes are confirmed, and the third participant remains unnamed. Maybe a surprise, maybe Tommaso. I don't know, but we'll have more on that as that becomes available. We also saw Dakota Kai become the number one contender for the NXT Women's title, and Eric Bischoff making his debut for AEW.
Yes.
How about that?
That's Joe's old boss, the Maestro's boss.
Yeah, the guy who hired Maestro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stroh said yesterday, he says, well, he was one of them.
Yeah, he has like 100 bosses there.
At least.
Yeah. So that's...
And I don't know why they're putting this up right now, okay? I don't know if it's true or not, but Bayley got a special theme song for next year's WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so soon, SummerSlam's not even here yet, and they're going to do this WrestleMania stuff, a new theme song for them.
Well, you know, they're getting there. Hmm. They're getting there. So, yeah. What else we got, Rat Boy? Anything else exciting today?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Something about Kobe Kingston.
Okay.
Everybody's saying that he was the first black champion. Wrong. It was The Rock. Black was black.
I don't think anyone was saying Kofi Kingston was the first black champion.
A lot of people saying that some people saying that he was the first black champion because he even said
he was the first African champion because he was actually born in Africa.
Right.
Yes. Also today, speaking of The Rock, today is the day, and the court is expected to clear it. I haven't heard an official word, but the XFL will officially be purchased by The Rock and his conglomerate today. Today's the day when they go to court and they're expected to get the approval. It wouldn't make sense for them to be denied. Now I wonder, Granny, and I was just saying this to my girlfriend the other day. The Rock is a little bit of a philanthropist. You know what I mean? He's the kind of guy that doesn't mind spending some money to see things, to give back to people. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The way the XFL was going to go bankrupt, a lot of people weren't going to get paid. And a lot of people were out a lot of money. So by The Rock taking over this, that $15 million investment could literally just go toward paying all the people that need to get paid. And then The Rock could shut it down from there. Almost like a donation, you know, just to pay it forward.
That's true. Very true.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, I do think he's going to actually try and bring back the XFL. I do. And I'm curious.
I think so, too. I think,
how it's going
I,
to
I think, well, I think The Rock is going to be going to give the people what they want, and we want to have football all year round.
Yeah, even if it's not what they want.
Well, I'm ready for football.
Me too.
I didn't get
I'm
to
ready
see
for
any
football.
Baseball this year. I'm ready for football, so.
I don't even know why baseball is a sport, Granny.
I like baseball. I mean,
it's like a hobby.
Like I said, I'm a Royals fan, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we have
mm-hmm.
a AA affiliated baseball club here in Springdale called the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. And a lot of those Naturals that played in the 2015 World Series for Kansas City was at one time part of that Naturals baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being able, you know, of course we didn't have any games this year due to COVID-19, but I
mm-hmm.
love, and that baseball park is beautiful. It's been here like, I think this would have been their 12th season that they've been here in Springdale. And there's not a bad seat in that stadium. I mean, you can go and get a ticket for premium seating, what they call premium seating, for like $8. And there's
mm-hmm.
not a bad seat in that stadium. I love
Good
it.
Deal.
I mean, you know, I love,
I love
and they have, you. They have the sweetest mascots. One is called Strike the Sasquatch.
Oh, I thought you said the
and
Swedish
the other
mascots.
One is
like
Stinker,
they're like bikini
the creature
models.
The creature from from Table Rock Lake. And he's
okay.
He's this big blue dinosaur type. You know, he's got like a tail like a dinosaur, you know, and he's got
yeah.
the prettiest blue eyes. And the second season that they were open, I told Strike, I said, Strike, you need a girlfriend. And he pointed to me and made like a heart shape with his big hands. And I don't know how anybody wears those costumes as hot as they are, but, you know. I said, oh, you want me to be your girlfriend? And he was nodding his head, yes, you know. But, I mean, I love watching baseball. I love watching baseball. So, but I like football even more, so.
You said the
well, I know when you talk about the stadium, we do got a stadium here in Trenton, the Trenton Thunders. I tell you what you just said is true. When you go to those games, there's not a bad seat in the house. It's like over here. And we do got a mascot called the Trenton Boomer, always chasing me down. Every time when I go there, he wants to wrestle me. And I keep on telling him no.
Well, the Kansas City Royals, they've got a mascot named Slugger.
I'm just
the
passenger.
He's like a big lion. His name's Slugger. And then the Chiefs, they have a mascot, and his name is Casey Wolf, and I love him. I've never got to meet him yet, but I love Casey Wolf. He's awesome.
You said that you had the sweetest mascots, and I thought you said the Swedish mascots, and I was thinking like the Swedish bikini team.
Sweetest.
They'd be great mascots.
Sweetest.
The Swedish bikini team?
No, sweetest
That's
mascots.
What I'm picturing.
They're sweet
mascots. Oh, I like
mascots.
Swedish mascots.
I love them.
I like Swedish fish, too.
S-W-E-E-T, like too sweet.
Sweet. Oh, wait, Granny just did the too sweet.
Oh,
no.
Great.
I know. No. I'm telling you what I said when I said sweet. Get off of it, Brady. Oh, just so you know, Brady, just so you know, I mentioned this the other day when you were not on with us the other day. But I think it was yesterday, actually, maybe yesterday when you weren't on with us. But anyways, just so you know, Granny is not going to be available the 19th, 20th, and 21st of August because that is the week I go to Little Rock for our conference. So I'm going to be out for 3 days.
All right. Well, we'll
just
figure
so
it out.
So you know. So.
The way this show's going, it might not even be around in 3 weeks. I don't know.
Hey, Brady.
Go ahead.
All right. I want to do Walmart here in Princeton that's closing down. When you talk about the Swedish, right? You know what I done? The first thing I went to for, when I heard that Walmart was closing down, me and my mom went. I picked up all the bags of Swedish fish from that place that I went to pay 50 cents for. I got about 50 bags here.
There you go.
I said, damn, 50 cents a bag? Why not? I'm taking them all.
There you go.
And I swept that Walmart out, man.
Anything else? I feel like we've about hit it all for today.
Oh, yeah. One more. Go to your Walmarts today. They're on sale today. The AEW dolls that are out.
Yes. We saw the commercials. Now you can go play with them yourself.
Yes, you can go there and get your toys now at Walmart.
Yeah.
And somebody said ShopRite's got them, too.
You can book your own flippity matches now.
Yep.
Good
or
stuff.
You can blow
or
you can buy them and blow them up to a firecracker next to them and blow them up.
There you go. Seems like a waste of money, but you could do that. So anyway.
I used to do that all the time.
So anyway, I think that's going to do it for today. I really do. I'm trying to think for this weekend. I mean, nothing really. WWE pay-per-views coming up, I think, the following weekend. I might even be 2 weeks from now. So nothing this weekend. But on Monday, we'll be back, of course. with the morning after. And don't forget to check out VOCNation.com. Great stuff, live and archived content each and every day of the week. And that includes today with fresh episodes of Pop Culture Stars and Wrestle Rock. I believe that Scary Cast has taken the night off. But, yeah, and we'll be here each and every day of the week. Don't forget also to go to VOCNation.com, click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link, and buy your own Pro Wrestling Tees T-shirt from the VOC Nation store. Don't forget to go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a great review, and don't forget to go to Podomatic and give us a like and a subscribe on VOCNation.com. Advertising available for just $25 a week, which is a great deal if you think about it, considering we reach thousands upon thousands of listeners each and every week, and that is verified and confirmed on the website. You can check that out yourself, the listenership. And, you know, if you do that, that would appear across all the great content on VOCNation.com. It's a tremendous deal. Less than a dollar a show, basically, is what it would cost to advertise for a week. So anyway, that's going to do it, I think. Everybody have a great
weekend.
Here comes the speed bump. Yes, Strozone at midnight.
Strozone tonight.
Uh-huh.
His movie.
Well, everybody, be sure to check that out.
The original movie, the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers tonight.
Yep.
Good deal. So. Everybody enjoy, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye-bye,
stay safe,
everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists, and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, the morning after, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks and...
Homeboy Rap Boy here. I tell you what, we got a good show right here in the afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation.
Talking wrestling, football, news, whatever's going on in the world today.
VOCNation.com.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.